Welcome to Game Over. I'm your host, Adam, together with Matt, and not Simon. This is my show now. And probably actually will keep being my show for the next little while, because Simon now has a real job and is going to be struggling to get here on time, because he's downtown, and traffic downtown on Mondays is monstrous. So get ready for like a 15-minute power session with me and Matt for the next little while, and then Simon will come in and crash the party. But actually, we have plenty to talk about today. Namely, when Simon gets here, we can talk about the ending to Spider-Man, because now all three of us have beaten it. So spoiler warning for that. If you have not yet finished the game, and I don't blame you, because swinging around the city and doing random stuff is fun, then you might want to turn off at about 5:15. But until then, we can talk about the other game that came out recently, which is NHL 19. So you've played some, and Simon and I have played some. When did you get it?
I got it at launch.
Oh, okay, so you've had it for a while.
Yeah, I pre-ordered, so.
So Simon and I have basically, like, we made characters and we started a franchise, and that's kind of all we've done.
Okay.
So what have you done? Because I think you've probably done more than us.
Yeah, I'm like a couple seasons into a franchise. I've done a handful of EA Sports Hockey League games with my normal EA Sports Hockey League people. And then I've tried out ones and threes a couple of times.
So ones looked interesting to me, sort of just a free-for-all kind of shinny sort of style.
Yeah,
is that
basically
what it ended up being?
Pretty much. It's just silly. So for those who don't know, I believe it was last year, maybe the year before, they introduced a game mode called Threes, which is like three-on-three kind of pond hockey with like no rules. It's just sort of like silly, arcadey fun. So
you
this year
play as mascots.
Yeah, that was actually kind of cool. So the new introduction this year is Ones, which is just one-on-one-on-one with one net, free-for-all. No penalties, nothing. And it's I've played maybe like 10 or 12 games of Ones. And what I've learned is I'm terrible at offense. I think I went 5 games without scoring once. But I played defense on EA Sports Hockey League. So
okay.
Anyway. But it's actually pretty fun. I don't see myself spending a ton of time in that game mode just because I tend to prefer the more serious bits.
Yeah.
But if you're wanting just some, like, dumb fun, especially if you have two friends, it's a pretty good way to spend some time. It's like, especially what they have, because it's all like pond hockey and you're up in like weird like 90s horribly colored like windbreakers and stuff like
awesome.
That it's just sort of, it's really silly. What's kind of cool is as you sort of win and progress, you like move your way up through like nicer and nicer pond hockey rinks, I guess, but you can actually hear the like commentary. It's as if there's a like 10 rinks all next to each other, and they're making announcements for other games going on at the same time.
Oh, that's actually kind of cool.
Yeah, so every once in a while, you'll hear like an announcement over like the loudspeaker kind of thing about stuff that's happened in another game, which is kind of neat.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, it's just a little touch. But I don't know. I probably won't spend a ton of time with it, but it was actually pretty fun for the time I spent with it.
That's good. I think a lot of, like, so this has sort of been the year of the, to use your phrasing, little touches in terms of NHL. Because I do feel this one is better.
Yeah.
It's better than 18. It's probably better than 17. But it's all in, like, little ways. Like, one-on-one-on-one is neat. It's a fun gimmick. But, like, once you get over it, you're never going to play it again.
Yeah.
And, like, that announcement thing is cool. And there's a bunch of stuff we found when we were digging through the franchise mode that I also thought was kind of neat.
Mm-hmm.
Like the scouting, how they talk about the personality of the player and where he's going to fit on your team. I was like, oh, that's neat.
Yeah, I do really like the scouting system.
Yeah.
It's slightly closer to what FIFA has, and I think FIFA's is basically perfect.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's going to be hard to top FIFA, so I'd like to get to FIFA.
Yeah.
Get to FIFA, that'd be great.
Yeah, I don't know. I always love scouting in games. Like, that's sort of my favorite thing to do in franchise mode, is just either, well, now, do an expansion team.
Yeah.
Or, before, pick, like, the worst team in the league and try to build them up through, like, drafting players and scouting and all that. But, like, it's sort of difficult in an NHL game where you have, like, you know, 30 teams to scout from. I mean, there's, you know, juniors and all that stuff for drafting.
Yeah.
But for, like, trading players, it's like, well, there's 30 teams and I basically know everyone already.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, FIFA, it's like, well, there's 30 leagues.
Yeah, exactly.
So
there's so much to remember, so much to look at.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's definitely an improvement.
Yeah, I thought that was great. I remember hearing EA claim that, like, the scouting is in-depth enough to be its own game. And having now tried it, No, it's not.
No. No, like, it's definitely improved, but, like, let's still be realistic. I wouldn't want to play a, NHL 19 franchise scouting game.
Yeah. I wish, like, did you turn owner mode on? So you're doing, are you doing the finances and all that?
Yes.
Okay, so how is that? Because Simon and I both went, this was crap last year. We're not willing to risk it again. Mm-hmm.
It is less crap this year. I won't necessarily say that it's good. It still seems kind of inconsequential.
Yeah.
You know, like, I went an entire season forgetting to, like, repair my, like, seats and bathrooms and all that. And, like, other than the, like, owner smiley face slowly turning from, like, green to yellow.
Nothing
there's, yeah, there's no noticeable change. It's, you know, maybe over, like, 4 or 5 seasons, if things get bad, you're not making enough money, your owner isn't happy with you, then you get fired. I haven't made it that far enough to see if that's really a thing yet, but it seemed inconsequential before. It still seems inconsequential. They cut out a lot of, actually, a lot of the complaints that we had about it last year, which was that it was way too in-depth.
Yeah.
You know, there's no, like, you know, adjust the price for the, like,
this
away
Brian
Little's kids jersey.
Yeah.
You know, or, like, you know, the price of fries. It's like, no, you're not doing that.
Okay, that's good.
Which... Yeah, it was.
But you
I
still
was
have
happy
to repair
when they,
the bathrooms.
Yes,
for some reason, that's your job to repair the bathrooms.
Yeah, I don't know why. The best game that I've seen do stadium like maintenance and upgrade finance type stuff was I can't remember the actual like branding for the game, but like the MLB game from like 2005.
2005.
Yeah, so you could pick a stadium, or you could just start with like a base sort of like template stadium.
Yeah,
and then you could like make upgrades in it, but like you would actually see the upgrades in the game. It's like,
oh,
you know, it's
cool.
Like, okay, so now we've added on this whole other section of seats, and we've added a waterfall, you know, behind the I don't know, home run wall. I can't even remember what it's called. But, you know, you could actually, like, see the upgrades as they were going. I don't think you had to maintain them. I'd be totally fine if they took away the maintenance aspect of that. It's, like, I just find, like, halfway through a season, I'll be like, oh, yeah, right, there's that little, like, exclamation mark on the thing. I guess I need to go repair my bathrooms.
Yeah.
Yeah, I totally agree.
It's always the bathrooms.
Well, look who it is. Transition into me being here. Thank you for waiting. And actually, I was listening to your discussion in the car. Solid discussion. But there are two things that I want to add. First of all, today is the launch of UMFM.com. The relaunch.
Oh, that's right.
Of UMFM.com.
October 1.
So I was faffing around it a little bit on the way here. Looks nice. Looks a lot nicer than it did before. Not that it looked bad before. I don't want to say it to people, but it sure does look a lot nicer now. And we are phasing out the app.
Yes.
That's the other thing. For people who are trying to listen to us, just go to the website. The website is now good enough that you can use it on your phone without having to, like, zoom in 1,000 degrees to see what you're clicking on, and then it's too zoomed in for the next screen. So just go to the app. So that is the thing. Yeah. So I heard you guys talking about a little bit about NHL 19.
Yes.
I agree so far.
Yeah.
We did try the couple things that I didn't even see them announce. I'm not sure if you missed, because I missed the 2 minutes to walk here. But I like that you finally have group celebrations now.
Oh, no, we didn't talk about that. That's a good point. Yeah, that's nice, after goals.
When you scored, like, when it first happened, we're like, is this a celebration? Is this, like, his 50th goal of his career?
Like, no, why it's just all, every goal now.
No, just every goal. They'll all get together to celebrate. I'm like, that's good. That's the kind of stuff that you should be adding.
Yeah.
That's a nice code of faith that I like. But we're going to have to dig into it more. Because as you pointed out, Adam, I want to spend most of this time talking about Spider-Man. But before we do, the review embargoes are up on Assassin's Creed Odyssey.
Oh.
And they are very positive, including someone who just threw in the buzzword, The Witcher 3 is almost like Dark Souls, and that it's a buzzword. So someone threw in the buzzword, Assassin's Creed Odyssey is the best open world game since The Witcher 3. It's just you could throw that in there as the thing to compare it to.
Yeah.
I'm not sure which GameSpot, Game Informer, IGN, I don't know who said that, but one of them definitely said that, and I was like, sure it is.
Yeah.
I think a little guy named Link might have
something to say about
that. Might have a couple quibbles with that. I mean, I don't understand that Breath of the Wild is a very different game, but that is good news. So next week I'm going to talk a little bit about that. But I do have a little bit of discussion, like opinions.
Oh.
Have you realized that Assassin's Creed is getting backlash?
For what?
Because it's not Assassin's Creed-y enough.
I mean, I've felt that way since everyone from Brotherhood.
Yes, so there's two bits of Assassin's Creed news. One I think we'll all agree is great, and the other one I kind of want your guys' opinion on. The first one is that apparently Google is working on something called Google Stream. and Assassin's Creed Odyssey is going to be the first AAA game to do it. And it's where you can stream a game, 1080p, 60 FPS, no lag, supposedly. Stream it through your browser.
Oh.
Yeah, on any
cool.
laptop.
Cool.
Hmm. So if you want to try that this Friday, Friday the 5th, I believe it is. Either way,
yeah.
the 5th. Yeah. So yeah, Friday the 5th, they're doing a beta.
Oh.
Assassin's Creed Odyssey. So if you want to get in and try that, but try playing a AAA game on your laptop, do it.
I will definitely try and almost certainly fail.
I think it's called Google Pro Stream.
Both my laptop and my internet suck.
Well, good luck. Yeah, they do recommend a minimum internet requirement.
Yeah.
So I'm sure if you give that a quick Google on your Google device, then you can figure out necessarily Google requirements.
Mm-hmm. I remember being very excited when I saw the like PS Now thing come out, and then I tried it, and it's like, oh, okay, I get like 2 minutes in, and then it crashes because my internet sucks.
I seriously enjoy... I've done the Steam stream a lot, actually. You can't do it... I don't think you can do it from a different thing, but if they're on the same... Like, I've played a game that was too intense for my laptop on my laptop from my computer from a different part of the house, and that's worked really well.
Yeah, no, I've done that too.
So
it's
we'll see.
Very effective.
TBD on that one. But there is a big thing. I've seen a lot of people like comment in on the Reddit page and on Twitter that are basically just like, why are you calling it Assassin's Creed? It's not an Assassin's Creed game. And they make a good point. So with Origins, which Adam played a bit of and Matt didn't?
Correct. I did not.
Okay.
No.
There wasn't a lot of assassining in it, but they kept the Assassin's Creed name. So there is an outcry of people who just want it to be renamed from Assassin's Creed and start a new franchise. So even if you like the games, I'm kind of curious what you guys think about that. What do you think of a franchise changing its identity and keeping the name?
I mean, I think it's totally fine.
Yeah.
You're in a different historical time period and setting every time, so you basically are changing the identity of the game every time anyway.
I think they're... I mean, they mean, like, it's going from first-person shooter to... I mean, it's an RPG now, so that's actually a pretty decent one. But it's like if you're playing Halo, and then the next Halo was an RPG. And it didn't have anything to do with aliens.
Yeah.
That's like, that's more what it's close to. And they're both good games. Like, I don't... And no one's saying, like, this is a bad game. But people are saying, I played an Assassin's Creed to be an overpowered assassin who can one-shot everybody if I sneak properly.
Yeah.
Why are you turning this into an RPG? So how do you... I'm kind of on the fence, honestly.
I mean, I think it's... I think, yeah, if it's not Assassin's Creed, they should start calling it something else.
Yeah.
And the thing is, like, almost everything Ubisoft puts out looks like everything else they put out these days.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so, you know, this is just... I mean, they're calling it Assassin's Creed, but it could just as easily be, you know, Far Cry Ancient Greece Edition.
Yeah.
So...
It does feel like they're... It's becoming more and more of a stretch. Like, these games are pulling farther and farther away. And from what I understand, the whole... Like, you're before the Age of Assassins now by about 1,000 years.
Yeah.
So they can't say the word assassin, certainly.
Yeah.
And it sounds like the present-day stuff is just shoehorned in. But I was kind of curious. I'm really not sure how I feel about it. I see both... For one, I like the game, so I have an easier time, like, stomaching it.
Mm-hmm.
But if I was really down with just the assassins-type fighting and really not down with RPGs, I can really see how you'd be bothered.
Yeah, no, I mean, I was even bothered, like, as good as a game as Black Flag was, like, Edward Kenway was an assassin, barely.
Yeah.
And so, even that game, I was like, this game is a lot of fun, what it is not is the next Assassin's Creed game.
Yeah.
So, like, this is just the next version of that.
Yeah, I can understand it, but I feel like if you sort of looked at it the other way, if they... came out, said this is a brand new IP, and then call it something other than Assassin's Creed, but was, you know, just the same game, people would be like, this is just Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, there's no real winning.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Well, that's what the problem is when you keep calling things Assassin's Creed, even when they've stopped being Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, well, I mean, they've been making them for so long, it's like, at some point it does need to, like, you know, evolve and change, and it's like, you don't want it to get too far away from the initial thing, but, like, I don't know, I feel like if you were still just playing Assassin's Creed 1 with, like, upgraded mechanics and graphics, it's like, well,
I feel like it's smart not to be numeric, like it's smart for this not to be Assassin's Creed 9 or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, at some point, just embarrassing to have that many numbers, but more to the point, the problem, I think the problem is honestly in the word assassin. I think that Ubisoft looks at that as that franchise, and people actually see the word assassin and they think you're going to be an assassin.
Yeah.
And like, I can get both sides of that. Whereas they see it as just like, this is just, it doesn't matter what the actual word means. This is the
name. It's
just
branding now.
This is the branding. Whereas people are just like, if I'm playing Assassin's Creed, I expect to be an assassin.
Yeah.
I could see both sides.
And I haven't been an assassin since Ezio, basically.
Bioshock was.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, at the very end, though. It took a, it took a long time for him to
I haven't been an assassin for a whole game.
That's true, in quite some time. Okay, so we've all finished Spider-Man PS4. Is anyone else platinumed it? Probably not.
I'm working on it. I'm impressed that you got there so quickly. It's not that the stuff you have to do is crazy. There's just a lot of stuff to do.
I feel like it took me forever to get there, because I took like long periods of time without playing it just because of the living situation at the moment and the new job situation at the moment and all that kind of jazz. So, epic neon bright spoiler warning for the end of Spider-Man PS4.
Yeah, seriously, stop listening now.
Stop listening now. This is, I was driving here with our dad, and he was like, can games be spoiled? Yes, they can. This is like a movie. Yeah, they could definitely be spoiled. So, this is your final warning for the end of Spider-Man PS4. Spider-Man dies. No, he doesn't. But
I kind of expected him to be
honest with you. It didn't look good for a little bit there.
I mean, at the midway point, I really thought he was going to.
Yeah.
I almost got excited. For a second, I wanted them to kill him.
Well, especially when you see the other spider come out, and you're like, oh, I know how this game's going to end.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, because a lot goes on, I'm going to hit up some bullet points, basically. So, last week when we were talking, we revealed that Dr. Otto Octavius had become Dr. Octopus. He had assembled the Sinister Six, which was Dr. Octopus, Mr. Negative, Scorpion, Rhino, Shocker. No, Shocker, wasn't it? Electro.
Yeah, Electro.
Close enough names. And Vulture.
Yeah.
And that was the Sinister Six of this realm. And because Otto was going crazy since he had a degenerative brain disease, he had figured out ways to bribe all the other Sinister Six members, which weren't necessarily nefarious. Like, Ryan just teamed up because he wanted that darn suit off. And I was like, I feel bad for him a little bit, because I would want that suit off,
Scorpion
too.
Scorpion wanted his record expunged so he could start his life over.
Exactly. Like, I like how they kind of humanize these guys, that he's making them an offer that they haven't gotten anywhere else. Not like they could just turn to a life of goodness. Like, no one else is getting this stuff. So that was good. But then you deal with an escape from the raft. Interesting situation where the prisoners have rocket launchers, because for some reason you do that in the prison.
I mean, basically everybody has a rocket launcher in this city.
What is going on with
New York in New York?
Yes.
Somehow, when they miss, I never see destroyed buildings afterwards.
They're very weak rockets. Yeah, and even when you like catch it and throw it at someone, they don't explode. It's like a tin can.
Yeah.
It's like, do I disable it while I'm swinging it at
them? He's that good.
Apparently.
They're Nerf rocket launchers.
So, more bullet points. So, you deal with the raft. You catch up, you fight a battle between, I think you can choose either one, but you fight a battle between Vulture and Electro. You fight them at the same time. You fight Scorpion and Rhino at the same time. Scorpion rips off Scarecrow from Batman.
Yeah, very much so.
And then finally you have a final showdown with Mr. Negative shortly before you have a final showdown with Dr. Octopus. I thought it was all pretty good, and I'll get your guys' feedback. Pretty good until I got to the final battle with Doc Ock. And then it, pun intended, turned spectacular for me. So where do you guys land on all that previous stuff before the final confrontation, which I think deserves its own little segment?
I thought most of it was pretty great. The tag team fights were a lot of fun.
Yeah.
The Electro-Vulture one especially, I just had a great time doing.
They slipped into Rocky references. Yo, Adrian!
Exactly. So that was pretty great. The Scorpion-Rhino fight was slightly more annoying, but still a good time.
Yeah.
I like how, like, Electro and Vulture basically got along the whole time, and Scorpion and Rhino turned on each other, which was really funny.
Yeah, if you took down one of Electro or Vulture, they would actually apologize to the other, like, sorry, Adrian, I gotta...
you're on your own now.
You're on your own for a second here. Yeah. Matt, what'd you think about all that?
I thought they were pretty good. It was like an interesting, like a fun sort of mix of like personalities. As a fight, it was more funny than I was expecting.
Yeah.
Like, oftentimes I'll just sort of like have something else playing in the background, like a podcast or whatever, and I like, no, pause that. This is funny.
I gotta listen to this.
Yeah, I thought they were pretty good.
Yeah, the one that frustrated me was the Mr. Negative fight. Like, visually, it was really cool.
It was,
Like, I was having a great time with that, but it goes on forever, much like that sentence. It's just like, there got to a point where I'd been doing it so long. Like, it wasn't like it was hard.
Yeah.
He doesn't hit very well. He hits pretty hard, but he's very easy to dodge.
Yeah. And very telegraphed.
But there was a point where I was like, am I missing something? Like, is there a quick time event I'm supposed to be doing or something to trigger the next stage of this fight?
Yeah.
Because I'd been like that for 15 minutes. I'm going, I switched my suit power to quad damage just to speed it up a little.
I don't feel like I was doing it that long. But it did feel like a drag.
It
was pretty long. I had a similar moment of like, am I missing something? Is there something specific I'm supposed to hit him with that I'm just not hitting
him
with?
Yeah, the right moment. Like, because a lot of the time when you can do that, the triangle button to zip kick him, I had been in the process of hitting him with something else. I'm like, do I specifically have to do that?
Maybe.
So I never figured out what it was. It just eventually he fell over.
I did hear one decent criticism of Mr. Negative, which was that him and Otto are a little too similar in that they're a guy that Peter knows from outside, and he's secretly a good guy, but he's had some sort of corrupting influence. Yeah. It's like, you're not like this! And I'm like, okay, that is pretty similar between the two main villains. That's a very... That's a one note they hit twice. Matt, what did you think about Mr. Negative fight? Beyond it taking a long time.
I mean, I thought it looked incredible.
Yeah.
And I really liked the sort of lead up to it when you're like chasing him through the negative zone while he's talking to you. Yeah. Sort of similar to when you chase... like the vision of Scorpion after getting stung.
Yeah.
That was really cool. I thought the fight visually was outstanding.
Yeah.
It looked so cool. I really liked the whole aesthetic of the demons and all that kind of stuff. It went on quite a while. Yeah, to the point where it's like, am I missing something? Like, is there some environmental thing I'm supposed to do?
Yeah.
But like it was still good. It just I think went on a little too long.
Okay. Yeah, I think we'd all agree with that one. So let's gonna move on to Doc Ock, which is the final fight of the game. So this is your... I mean, I already spoiled it for you, so you're already screwed. But we gave you multiple warnings. Adam did one at the beginning of the show. I did one in the middle of the show. You knew what you were getting into. So you fight Doc Ock. First of all, you put on an anti-Ock suit, which looked cool, but you already have like three or four dark suits at that point. So it was like, yeah, cool, another dark suit.
That was the thing that actually really annoyed me about that, is you spent... Like, you have this whole montage for getting the suit. And I'm like... Okay.
It doesn't do anything unique.
In what way does this help me?
Yeah.
Like, because MJ has that line about, you know, maybe Spider-Man needs help from Peter. And I'm like, okay, cool. I'm going to design something that specifically helps me take down Doc Ock. And what does the suit power do? Recharges your gadget.
Yeah, maybe it, like, they could have put in a line of, like, this is going to keep my bones in place or something,
like
that. Because he was in pretty rough shape going into it. Matt, I know you were a fan of that suit, though.
Oh, yeah. It looks sweet.
Yeah.
I really like the design
on it. It's a gorgeous design.
It's a very nice design.
Yeah. I mean, it's maybe a little easy, and then like, hey, let's give him a black suit with like a cool color.
Yeah.
But like, whatever. It still looks awesome.
It does look awesome. So, first of all, there's a bunch of... I think it's a good fight. And that one for me, actually, I went on a little bit long where I was like, okay. Yeah. But like, it was mostly just I'm fighting while they're yelling at each other.
Yeah.
Because the story of that fight was remarkable. So, first of all... It starts off with Doc Ock almost killing Spider-Man. Like, seriously incapacitating Spider-Man. He needs surgery to survive. And then you put on the suit. You're highly advised not to do this.
But you do it anyway.
And you go do it anyway, and then you go and fight Doc Ock there. And so after getting into, boy, one heck of a throwdown, it's revealed, this is a twist that I adored, that, he knew the entire time. Even when he was being nice, Otto Octavius, he knew you were Spider-Man.
Yeah.
So that whole thing that we were talking about at the beginning, would Doc Ock really get fooled? No. He's the smartest guy in the room, and he was playing it off, which means that all the time he was attacking Spider-Man and all the bad stuff he was doing, that was
he knew
Otto.
It was you. Yeah.
So it wasn't fully, like, Doc Ock is your enemy, but he was doing bad stuff even as Otto, which is when Yuri Lowenthal has that amazing little thing with the, you knew?
Yeah.
You knew. I thought that was some of the finest acting I've ever seen in a video game. That and the scene coming up later. But what did you guys think of kind of the showdown with Ock and then finally the battle on the roof?
I thought the battle on the roof was...
Or the battle on the side of the...
Yeah. I thought they were both really cool. I like how they managed to sort of mix it up mechanically a little bit on the rooftop fight with him like throwing things as like the roof like catches on fire or whatever, so then you like can't touch the ground, which is like weirdly like not really a thing that they did all that much for someone who can like swing around between buildings.
Was that in the poison, and that was basically it.
I don't know, I thought it was a really cool fight. There's something like really satisfying about just swinging around a single point as Spider-Man that you don't really get with buildings in the way. And yeah, just like listening to them yell at each other and like listening to the actual like speech during the fight is like kind of heart-wrenching. Like they, I don't know, the relationship between the two and then like watching them fight and hearing them like yelling back and forth at each other is
it felt
tough.
So earned. Yeah. Oh, Adam, what did you think about that?
Yeah, and it was very intense and I had a really good time. Even though I was spending most of it going, what is this suit supposed to be doing?
Yeah.
That really kind of took me out of the experience. But I was having a really good time with just the interactions of it. And the moment on the side of the building, there's a In a Spider-Man novel that I have.
Yeah, there's another one.
Which is another Sinister Six one, actually. Yeah. There's a moment where... Because one of the big things about Spidey is, of course, that he pulls all his punches, right? So he doesn't decimate people.
Yeah.
And there's a moment in it where he's just... He gets really fed up at Doc Ock, and he essentially shows his agility and just dives through all of Doc Ock's arms and just dislocates his shoulder with a punch. And, like, so... And remember, apart from the arms... Ock is human.
Yeah, I was thinking about that too.
He's actually a fairly weak human.
Yeah, he's a fairly weak human. So, and that was so when Peter in the game, Peter shattered one of the arms. That was immediately what I called back to. It was like, oh, he's fed up now. I'm just gonna break.
Yeah,
this.
It was a great. I am gonna rush a little bit because we're already out of time. But there was the really great moment where like Peter gets stabbed, and in order to like defeat Ock and pull out the neural implant basically that controls the arms, he has to let. Get stabbed more, and Ock, of course, says that you have to be willing to do what's necessary, and he's like, yes, I do, and he gets like almost impaled as he has to do this thing. That was remarkable. The scene after it was remarkable, where they have the two meeting of the minds, like, you were my dream, you know, like that. I love that part. We got to talk about Aunt May. I mean, we only have 2 minutes here. Wow, I cried.
Yeah, I
don't know about
cry,
you guys.
But that was...
Holy smokes, that was really brave, and then again, of course she knew.
Yeah.
Of course. I thought that part was really well done. And again, Yuri Lowenthal, like the acting in that moment in particular, where he's like about to shove it in. You could see every emotion in his face.
That was really well animated.
Wow.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, what did you guys think of that moment?
It sort of took me out of it a little bit because I thought that Peter knew that May knew the entire time. Like I thought that was just an open thing with
secret.
Them. Oh. And so I got to the end. I was like, wait.
He didn't know.
You didn't know that she knew? Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that sort of took me out of it a little bit. But yeah, like really well done. Great acting. Great, like just great facial character animation.
Yeah.
Well, and just such a good writing. Like that May's line is like when he's like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. And she's like, yes, you do.
Yeah.
And I went, ah.
Yeah, what if we use all of it right now? There won't be enough to save everybody. And he's just like, he's trying to be tough Spider-Man. You're going to be okay, ma'am. And she's just like, take off your mask.
Yeah. Then it like fades to black and you just hear like the machine beeping. I had the volume on pretty low, like sprinted for the remote, like turn it up. And then you get the long beep. And I'm like, oh.
Which doesn't apparently actually happen, which is a
but
thing
it's more
I know,
cinematic.
But, yeah, I know. It's a great audio cue.
Okay, so last minute here. We all love that moment. There's two moments. First of all, Miles Morales. Second of all, Harry Osborn as Venom. I'm going to give you guys 5-word reviews of this. So Harry as Venom, sure, cool. And Miles Morales as Spider-Man, probably get to play them twice. Also, I'm excited. I've never been a super big Miles fan, but I like this version of him. What do you guys think? Real quick.
I like that they didn't get rid of Peter.
Yes.
Like, I think the idea of having Peter and Miles in the sequel is a neat idea.
Yeah. I like that a lot, too. And Harry? Venom?
That caught me off guard.
Perfect. Matt?
Love the possibility of having two Spider-Men. I thought that scene with Miles was really funny. Harry, I've never really cared about Harry, but... That last scene was intriguing. It'd be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah. I agree. Yeah, they. I like what they do with the Osborns in this game. I like what they did in the Osborns. And we're out of time.
Yeah.
So next week, we are going to begin to talk about Assassin's Creed Odyssey. We're also going to talk about more about NHL 19. And then in just a few weeks, we have the huge release of Red Dead Redemption 2 or Red Dead 5, whichever way you want to count it. But that game looks insane. So you'll have to stay tuned for all your video game news. And coming up is a great episode of TV Talkers. We'll see you next week.